Patriot safety Patrick Chung. And Patrick, myself, and Lou have been talking about how great your first team defense looked last night. But, you know, my guess is that your head coach, Bill Belichick, will find some way to find some things to work on from last night, huh?
I mean, definitely, man. There's always things to work on, you know, and nothing's ever perfect. I mean, there's always good things, always bad ones. So it's good to figure out what's going wrong.
You know, we know how, you know, defensive backs and the defensive line putting pressure on the quarterbacks, you know, complement one another. Last year, maybe the pressure wasn't there in the quarterbacks. When you look at this front seven, that's got to excite you as being a safety back there.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you have guys that can get to the quarterback, it definitely makes it a lot easier in coverage. You know, quarterback has to make quick decisions, and, you know, it could end up in, you know, knockdown or interceptions, you know, or a sack. You know, have to make a quick decision, and it definitely makes it easier in the back end, man, definitely.
As we're watching that game last night, Patrick, as fans, we look at a defense that was attacking more than we've seen them do. Is that how you felt? I mean, you had a pretty good view of a front seven, as Lou just said, that they got after Josh Freeman early in that game last night.
I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. You know, you don't know what's going on until you watch film, but, I mean, they were definitely getting into him, you know, and you could see that early, and it was definitely good to see that in the deep middle and seeing, you know, the quarterback having to make very quick decisions. And, you know, it's going to help us in the season, but we have a long way to go, man. It's only game two in preseason, you know. We got a lot more games.
Now, you talked earlier in the week about the communication out there with that other safety, and there was a lot of talk about Sergio Brown being out there with you. Brandon Merriweather starts that game. How important is that for that unit that seems a little thin right now?
I mean, it's definitely important, but that's why we're all in the same room. That's why we have, you know, safety meetings and corner and say defensive back meetings. And so we're all on the same page, regardless who's out there. I mean, you have to have confidence in the guy next to you that's, you know, making the calls and knowing and trusting that he'll be there, you know. And, you know, we're all on the same page. We all learn the same thing. So, I mean, we'll all have to play together.
How long does that take to develop, Patrick? You know, you've been with this team for a couple of years now, and you've worked alongside a couple of the same players in that group. Is there a period of time that communication just comes about? Is a certain amount of practice, a certain amount of games? How long does that take to develop?
I mean, it all depends, man. It all depends. You can never tell. Once you get out there with a guy, then you'll be able to easily communicate with them. You know, some guys take longer. It all depends on the guy. It all depends on how fast he's picking up on the playbook. And it all depends on how fast I'm picking up on the playbook. You know, if I'm not 100% in the playbook, then, you know, it's going to be hard to communicate the way we communicate. So that's why it's good for us to have meetings, and we're all knowing what we're doing, so we all can make the same communication.
Gerald McCoy had some pretty funny comments last night after the game talking about, you know, going up against Tom Brady and the tempo and the timing and how he saw everything before it even happened. That's got to be a huge advantage for you guys, going up against a guy like Tom Brady each and every day.
Yeah, you said it.
Not going up against much better than him during the season, right?
I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks out there, but you guys know Tom. Tom's on his thing, you know. So, I mean, that's questions for him. You know, I mean, he works on his craft to make sure he's the best, and, you know, we go against him, which makes us a lot better.
It's a weird offseason, Patrick, for everyone, and you're a guy who's been physical in that secondary. I wonder what it was like and what it's been like these first 3 weeks without those two-a-days. You know, that we've talked to guys who are saying that the practices, they're not as physical, you're not hitting as much, you're a guy that you hit out there on the football field. How's that affected you in this preseason?
I mean, practice is still physical. I mean, we're out there one time. We're out there one time with pads, you know. I mean, it can get physical, it can get aggressive. But, I mean, you save the aggression, man. I mean, you go full speed all the way to the ball, and you tag off. But you make sure you get yourself in position to make the tackle. You don't just run there and tag, and you get in position to make the tackle. And in the game, I mean, it's all instinct, you know. If you know how to tackle, you know how to tackle, and you make the play. If you finish the play in practice, it's going to be easy to finish the play in the game.
You put a hit on Aaron Hernandez at practice that people were talking about. Do you kind of get up and just kind of remind him once in a while about that, maybe that hit you hit him with across the middle?
Nah, man, that was in the past, man. That was in the past. We already talked about it, man. We're good. I mean, he's a great player, man. He's definitely a good athlete. And, you know, I mean, sometimes it happens. He might get me, somebody might get me, and then, you know, that brings the tempo or practice up, and then we start competing more. It's all about competing.
We're talking to Patrick Chung, Patriots safety, here on a Patriots Friday. Rodney Harrison, Patrick, had some comments the other day, and in those comments he talked about the Patriots safety position and said that, you know, he thinks you're going to be an elite safety in this game. And people try to say that you guys are similar players because Rodney was physical and you've been physical. Is that a guy that, you know, growing up and then playing at Oregon, you looked at Rodney Harrison and tried to emulate your game after?
I definitely saw him playing. I mean, he's a nasty guy. I like that, man. Violent, fast, aggressive. I like that. Guys gotta be aware that you're on the field. And I mean, I appreciate those comments to the fullest. I do. I love Roddy, man. He's definitely a mentor. He'll tell you what to do, how to do it, and what kind of mentality to have. And, you know, you got to learn from him. You got to listen to him.
You say you're a physical, violent player. Do you feel like you have to change your game with the new rules that have been put in by the National Football League, taken away from some of those helmet-to-helmet hits that we've seen the last couple of years?
I mean, you might have to tweak them a little bit. tweak it a little bit. I mean, but, you know, football is football. I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, you know, great. But, I mean, You can't take away the aggressiveness. You can't take away the physicality. And you have to just play your game. You know, if you get a penalty, you get a penalty. But try your hardest to follow the rules and you know stay away from those yellow flags.
Yeah, I think it's going to be difficult. Look at that hit last night, Mason Foster on Ocho across the middle, and you know he's on his way down and they get the helmet to helmet call. But I'm looking at it, so you got to try to break up the pass. I mean, that's the number one goal. The guy's on his way down. You happen to hit him in the helmet, and basically not every single one of them is intentional.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know. I mean, it's part of the game to follow the rules and play full speed within those rules.
You know, you bring up the rules. One rule this year looks like has a big effect, and you being former special teamers, that kickoff rule kind of makes it a little bit boring, doesn't it? I mean, it's just touchback.
No play's boring, man. I mean, they can take it. They can take it out if they want to. You know, that's their decision. Whatever the coach wants to do. I mean, you still have to fly down. Mm-hmm. You still have to beat blocks. You still have to read blocks. I mean, you still have to make plays regardless. You never know if he's going to come out the end zone or not.
You guys got a pretty young group in that secondary, you know, the safeties and the cornerbacks. You know, how close is that group? It seems like you guys are similar ages, and it seems like it's a group that gets along pretty well.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do, man. Like I said earlier, it's like our family. Like we're a bunch of brothers. We laugh together. We get mad together. You know, we learn together. We play, you know, like we're like a big family, you know, like the Marines and the Army. So, I mean, it's definitely good to have guys your age, but it's definitely good to have guys older because then, you know, you can ask them questions that can teach you the way of how to do things, and you can apply it to younger guys. And, you know, the younger you are, the quicker you get good information and you can apply it, the better player you'll be.
You know, you talk about preseason, the defensive schemes you guys put up there, maybe somewhat vanilla, you know, easy, you know, as far as blitzing goes, but next week, I'm curious how much game plan you get into next week when you got a guy like Calvin Johnson, you know, going up against somebody like him, one of the best wide receivers in the game.
I got one word for you. Confidential.
That sounds
no
good.
True,
that's
man.
A patriot
no,
way
no,
there, Patrick.
I still want him yet.
All right, last one for me. You joked that Bill will find some stuff to look at from this game. You took a pass interference penalty last night. It is a preseason game, but how early in the film review you think that'll be brought up and that'll be showed to you and your teammates?
I mean, we all have to watch film. You know, we have to watch film. But there's always stuff to get better. There's always negatives. There's always positives. The positives can get better, and the negatives can turn to positives, you know. And it's all about, you know, getting on them quick. Bill gets on them quick, and he makes sure we are aware of the rules, what we can do, and certain techniques we can't use, and, you know, we learn from there.
You know, just well, I want to get back to real quick on Brandon Merriweather. You know, a two-time Pro Bowler, and last year at times maybe he didn't, you know, wasn't starting in games. This year kind of taken back in practice with Sergio Brown. Is that a guy you fully expect to be out there with you opening day?
I mean, that's not a question for me, but, I mean, I have full confidence in anybody, mm-hmm. regardless if it's me out there. It could be Sergio and Brandon, it could be James and Brandon, it can be James and me. It doesn't matter who's out there. I have full confidence in all of our players.
Patrick, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, and as always, thank you for the time.